It's the unofficial Robins podcast. Great to have your company. We are at North Lee today in the Southern Premier League South against the wonderful Bracknell Town. I'm with Steve the Gatter Witty. Steve, we've got the team sheet. It's come out and the whistle is about to blow. So nice and quickly, who's playing for Bracknell?
Yeah, so for the Bracknell squad against North Lee today, bit of a strange one at the back there. I think we've got both our fullbacks injured. So we've got at the back, we've got Michael Ecott. Fullbacks are Liam Tack and Max Herbert. Guy Hollis and Dan Bayliss are the two centre-backs. In midfield, we have Ashley Lodge, George Knight, Darryl Saunders, Joseph Grant and Gazza. And then it looks like up top, Ben Harris. On the bench, we've got Mikael Platt, Cameron English, Elliot Legg, Adam Richards and Osu. I can't pronounce his first name, my apologies. Come on, you Bracknell.
Come on, you Robins. It's the unofficial Robins podcast. It's half time here at North Lee. We're pleased to report that it's 0-1 to us, to Bracknell Town, with Steve the Gaffer Witty as always. Steve, what's your thoughts on this half?
I think a nice early goal settled us, really. That was a great header. Guy Hollis ball in. And Ben Harris, lovely header into the top corner. So that settled us nicely. Really difficult playing up this slope. And probably not a surprise, quite a stop-start, scrappy half, really. But look, we're 1-0 at half-time, and I think we'll take that.
Yeah, I think so. I'm really positive for the second half, I think. This slope is quite amazing. I mean, you can really, really see the undulation, shall we say, in the ground. But, yeah, it's been scrappy, but it's really been mainly all Bracknell this half. So, yeah, come on, you Robins.
Come on, you Robins.
It's the unofficial Robins podcast here at North Lee. And my word, what a second half that was. It is 0-5 to Bracknell Town. An incredible performance by Bracknell Town as we were, in the second half, going downhill this time.
Yeah, and it's bloody freezing, I'd just like to say. It's a completely different temperature zone down here than it is at the other end. But Bracknell have warmed us up a little bit there. We blew them away over a spell of about 15, 20 minutes there. Look, some great goals. And the shot from Darryl Saunders. What a finish that was. Right, 25 yards out. Came in just off the post. What a finish that was. But look, yeah, we blew them away.
Oh, completely. I mean, it was domination total. Fantastic play from Bracknell, though. There was no point that pressure wasn't just kept on. And absolutely wonderful to see. I'm going to really enjoy seeing on Mattitude's vlog the goals going in. I know Matt's been doing the video today, so check that out on YouTube. We're going to be back with you very shortly, just after this little bit of music. Once we've warmed up, and Steve is still shaking at the moment. I don't know if he's excited or if it's shivering. I think it's the latter. Thanks for listening to the unofficial Robins podcast.
Come on, you Robins.
It's the unofficial Robins podcast. I'm with the fantastic Steve the Gaffer Witty. A very good evening to you, Steve, and a very good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening from. Thank you so much for deciding to listen to us. It's rather nice, isn't it, Steve?
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice on a lovely Sunday evening after such a wonderful week of football to think that we're being listened to by in other people's homes and cars.
Yes, indeed. And it's fantastic. And yes, I must thank my mother. We've got at least one listener, so that's very good. Yes, indeed. It's been what a week it's been. Oh. I mean, so busy. I couldn't make it to the Bucks and Berks and whatever, the cup thing. Wickham, I mean, what a result.
We're almost in dreamland, aren't we? It's another game, another season that keeps on giving, you know. Mm. You know, that first half performance against Wickham, I tell you, it's probably some of the best football I've probably seen in all this great football we've seen in this last 2 years. Mm. You know, that first half, we absolutely blew them away. It was, a wonderful performance. As you guessed, they reshaped a little bit in the second half and didn't come back at us. But look, a 2-1 win against Wycombe Wanderers, through to the semi-finals now of the Barks and Bucks Cup. Milton Keynes Dons, I think, in the next round. Another great positive and another big tick in the box for this season. You know, what a wonderful ride we're having.
Well, I think after seeing the Liverpool score today, I'm wondering whether we take on Manchester United next. You know, I mean, I reckon we could put 5 against them. You know, no
5-1 is my prediction. If you want to know,
5-1. Yes, indeed. You're kind enough to let Vantage man go and then go and get one.
Yeah, we'll let him get one. But you know that Wycombe result. You know, I suppose on one side, but with a what a great result. Delighted to be the semi-final. Strangely enough, though, I think the final is scheduled for the day before the playoffs.
Right, okay.
So I'm not sure what will happen there. I'm sure if we do get through to the final, we do have a bit of another fixture challenge that I suppose we met as these fixtures are building up. It's quite a number of games we've got now, isn't it?
It really is. And the fixture challenge, I mean, of course, you know, it is great in a way because we did so well in the FA Cup, playing
the trophy,
against Ipswich, you know, and then televised. I still can't believe I'm saying that, you know. A little club, and I'm saying, yeah, we're, you know, televised, yeah, standard.
I still mention it to anyone who'll listen. Oh, yeah, I follow Bracknell Town, you know, the ones who played against Ipswich on the TV.
Yeah, standard. And of course, the FA Trophy, yeah, great, a fantastic run in that, an amazing run. All those National League South sides we beat in that competition. So, I mean, it is great, but my goodness, it is a lot of pressure. And of course, the thing that's concerning, I think we have been lucky, really, with our fitness, and that's testament to all of the players and their focus, both on and off season, I guess. But that amount of fixture congestion, it is a risk, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, we've got a week coming up now that I think I've seen where we're going to be playing a Saturday, Monday, and a Wednesday. You know that. For players who, you know, they're semi-professional, full-time jobs, you know, that's going to be quite a stretch. That's hard work. And we're seeing some of the injuries, you know, Saturday, what was it, both full-backs out injured?
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
You know, the other full-back in turn, Elliot Legg, not fully fit, only just recovering. You know, Adam Richards on the bench, recovering. We've still got Jordan Espreet out injured. And there's a couple of positions in that side. You know, you look at goalkeeper. You would argue as well that, you know, even up front, I'm not sure if we're blessed with a strength in depth. So, you know, let's hope these players can hold it together. Yeah. Because, you know, I would say of all the things I think we would want, you know, the Barks and Bucks will be great. But, you know, a promotion again. Wow.
I mean, I think sometimes we just need. I was chatting to a fan at the bar in North Lee, and you know, we've got to remember that we've only got promoted this season. I mean, it is absolutely incredible. It really is. And yes, okay, the pool result was disappointing, but of course. You know, Paul have been on a great run with their result against Truro.
Yeah.
You know, and it just absolutely is the case that in this league, we can beat anyone, and anyone, you know, right at the top can give us a big challenge. It is such a competitive league, and it really, you know, there is nobody that I'm saying, well, no, we're definitely not going to get a result against them. That's just not happening, which is just an incredible place to be.
Well, you look at North Lee on Saturday, you know, they're bottom of the table, but actually on the form table, they've had 12 points in the previous 6 games.
Yes.
Before they met us. So, you know, this is a team that was on the climb, you know, I think new management, I think it was something like a Portsmouth under 23s manager. I'm sure someone told me something.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
Or was it Oxford under 23s? I'm not sure, but you know, they were a team who were climbing despite their placing. And you've got to remember that early on in the season, this is a team that we went 2-0 down to.
Yes.
And only just scraped back to get the win. But, you know, on Saturday, well, you know, well, first of all, should we mention that slope?
Yes. I mean, I was a little upset because I did feel that there should be appropriate signage. You know, when you normally, you know, when you normally go and, you know, you go in the car and it's sort of 10%
gradient. A
1 in 4
gradient. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't feel that was present, really, which is a bit off. But I did think, you know, at least, if heaven forbid, we were playing this week there, and I know that there's possibly some inclement weather, we would, you know, yes, the game might be called off, but of course we could take our sledges. So that also was a definite possibility. We've seen it before where you go, oh, God, that's a little bit sloped, or that's undulating a little bit. Oh, right, okay. But particularly in the second half, when we were at the opposition's goal, I mean, it is absolutely bizarre. It's such a slope.
Well, yeah, somebody mentioned to me, I think it's 1.5 or 2 meters. I think it was. So if you draw the line from there's 1.5 or 2 meter difference from one end of the pitch to the other. And if you actually look left to right, you would actually see, I'm not sure if you noticed, one of the goal mouths dipped down. So the keeper who was 6'5", so Michael was 6'6", well, I think he was 5'5" in one goal. And when he went to the other end, he was 7'3". Absolutely brilliant. But look, I think, to be fair, the fact that the slope was there, you saw, you know, first half, I think we were talking about, what was it, 1-0?
1-0, and I...
1-0, and we thought it was a tight game.
They played well. I did think, okay, I think we'll get a result here. And I was thinking, well, maybe a 2-1. I thought we would hopefully get another goal in the second half. Still quite nervous because of their form. But it was good game. And then second half, my word, it was
different gravy, wasn't it? It was, and you could see what I think the slope was. The slope was pretty much neutralising us a little bit in that first half. Oh. But once the second half done, you could really see the gulf between the two teams, really. Oh. You know, our movement. We had the interchanging on the wings. All respect, by the way, Liam Tack and Max Herbert playing as standing fullbacks.
Yes, you know? They did, yeah.
Liam didn't look out of position at all. You know, looked like he'd been playing fullback forever and a day. Superb. Mm. Max clearly isn't a fullback, but I'll tell you one thing. Didn't he add a little bit to our attack when not only did you flipping have Joe Grant and Gary running down the wing, they then had Max following up behind them. So we looked really dangerous, and it wasn't a surprise, you know. What was it, the penalty? Ben brought down, wasn't it?
Yes, was definitely a clear penalty.
It was, to be fair. The ball bounced up, the keeper sort of clattered him. Man of the match for me, Daryl Saunders, slotted the ball away quite nicely.
Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic.
And from there, to be fair, we could have scored more. They looked really, really ruffled. We then scored, what was it, another three until eventually Daryl Saunders. Did you see that final goal?
Absolutely incredible. And for me, that was one of the highlights so far of this season, I think. It was the real cherry on the top. Absolutely confident, clinical, just, yeah. It was wonderful to see. And, yeah, they should be very, very proud. I mean, I was saying to the manager, actually, in the car park, one of the managers, I said, you know, I said, what was so impressive was at no point did they take their foot off the gas. They almost ignored the score, and they just kept driving, kept pressing the whole time. Really, really entertaining football for sure.
Yeah. And if you haven't, okay, you've got to watch Matitude's video.
Yeah.
Captured that fifth goal by Daryl Saunders, and it's worth a watch.
It really is.
And also, football in Berkshire, if you don't give that goal of the month award, okay, it's just travesty. Okay?
Yes, yeah, agreed.
Special mention for them. But no, look, 5-0, absolutely deserved it. I think, you know, talking to a couple of North Leaf fans and that afterwards, you know, off as men against boys. Let's hope, you know, that, that form continues, because, you know, we talked about the run of fixtures, and we now go to, and well, we've got Salisbury coming to our place on Tuesday.
We've got Dorchester
coming to us on the Saturday. So, and then we've got, then it comes to proper fixtures, Western, Truro twice, Met Police twice, you know, that we're going to have a couple of season defining games there, I feel.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got some big games, and of course, going to Western Supermare on a Tuesday. That's going to be a long evening.
I've booked my day off.
Oh, that is sensible.
So I'm sorted for Western, and I'm also sorted for the Truro on the Wednesday night as well. No, is it? Yeah, it's Truro on the Wednesday night.
It is. Yes, it is indeed. Absolutely.
So I'm sorted for that. I've got the Wednesday and Thursday off for that one, because that's a long old travel. I wouldn't want to be one of some of the players who are going to be travelling down there. I'm assuming they'll stay over.
No, I think they're possibly going on the coach, but we will find out. And of course, the person that would be is organising all of that is the incredible Ricky Simmons. Yeah, Ricky Simmons, who is just amazing as a secretary. And Ricky has decided that he's going to move on to Pastors New. That news came out this week.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm talking to him. It sounds like, you know, by the way, being club secretary, and particularly a club that's on the up with an academy behind it, it's a full-time plus job, isn't it? It's a massive, massive commitment, a massive amount of pressure. You know, talking to Ricky, I just get the impression that, to be fair, look, he's had a good run of it. He's enjoyed it. It's now time to come back being a fan.
Yes, and he's going to be so welcomed. Maybe we might be able to get him as a guest on here. That would be rather nice, wouldn't it?
Do you reckon he can play a drum?
I don't know. I mean, if he's going to get into the Bracknell Town FC band, then there is a strict rehearsal and strict audition process.
I fancy a trumpet.
A trumpet is required. Yes.
Not straight. Play your trumpet. So for next season, okay, give up your job as club secretary. You can be official club trumpeter.
Yes, a bugle, trumpets, any brass instrument is most accepted. I'm on the triangle half the time, so you know, I do a good job there. If you remember Baldrick in Blackadder, very much that. Best wishes to Ricky. I think he's going to be around for a little bit until a replacement's found. But very, very best wishes to him. We're sad to see that news, but very, very understandable. We were sort of talking as well. We've got some news on, I think, the pitch is going to, at the end of the season, possibly change the pitch. Is that right?
We know that the Sandhurst pitch, you know, they've done a lot of work on it in the summer to try and improve the drainage. Mm. Or was it last summer? I can't remember. Previous summer.
Yeah.
Previous summer, anyway. Well, to try and improve the drainage. And you know, it is better. It is absolutely better. But you know, with Sandhurst playing on it, with ourselves playing on it, you know, it started getting very heavy. And it wouldn't have taken too much bad weather to really make this congestion problem we've got significantly worse. So I'm delighted to see the news that a 3G pitch is going in. Also, you know, I hear it's a bit of a high tech pitch as well, is it not?
Oh yes, I've heard something. I mean, I've heard something about Stockholm or something in the. I was about to say the Netherlands. That's not the Scandinavia, isn't it? No rubber. So you don't get the rubbery bits that go in all your shoes if you play in it. You know, all of that stuff apparently. So yes,
I think one of the big considerations was that, and this was talking to Kane, because we've got the waterways almost down the side of the pitch.
Yes,
unfortunately, from an environmental perspective, we would never get planning permission to get a sort of, how would I say, a standard rubber compound 3G pitch.
I see that makes
this
sense.
This is some environmentally friendly pitch.
Wow, fantastic.
Doesn't fill your socks up, okay, but also enables the foot to turn almost as if you're playing on real grass. I think it's been tried in a number of countries on the continent. But I think we're going to be the first team to lay this pitch in the UK. So pretty groundbreaking, pretty exciting. And if you remember the brand of football we were playing on 3G at Largest Lane, it's nice, isn't it?
It's wonderful. And of course, Dorchester with 3G. And it was a little rainy as well. And the way that ball sort of span and twisted, and it just suited our style of fast play. It really does. It's wonderful.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting, you know, whether we, you know, look, clearly whether we're playing Premier next season or Conference South, you never know. You know, I know it's playoffs. Playoffs looks like the route if we're going to get it. But you know, whether we're playing there or not, well, I do like watching fast attacking football, which, to be fair, our side give us, and 3D pitches. I got to say, I do enjoy watching football on them.
I do, and you know, we all with climate change and some of the weather that we've been having, it just makes such a difference. As we know, Slough's 3G, that's been pretty much on all the way through the difficult weather and such like. It makes a lot of sense. So yeah, very, very excited about that. We would love to have your thoughts as well. You can drop us an email, or alternatively, join the Unofficial Robins Facebook page. Just do a search on Facebook for Unofficial Robins. We would love to have you on board on that. It's going. It doesn't matter if you can't come to the games, if you live far away. It doesn't matter. As long as you're interested in non-league football, we would love to have you along on that. And also, make sure, please, you hit that subscribe button, because that helps us like it, and also to share with any of your buddies as well. And we'd love to see you at a game soon.